So the epistle for the third Sunday after Easter is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims to refrain yourselves from carnal desires, which war against the soul, having your conversation good among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by the good works which they behold in you, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be subject therefore to every human creature for God's sake, whether it be to the king as excelling or to the governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of the good. For so is the will of God, that by doing well you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men as free and not as making liberty a cloak for malice. But as the servants of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thanksworthy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." Then some of his disciples said one to another, "What is this that he saith to us? A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while you shall see me, and because I go to the Father." They said therefore, "What is this that he saith, a little while? We know not what he speaketh." And Jesus knew that they had a mind to ask him, and he said to them, "Of this do you inquire amongst yourselves, because I said, a little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while you shall see me. Amen, amen, I say to you, but you shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But when she hath brought forth the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. So also you now indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no shall take from you." Please be seated. "Your joy no man shall take from you." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the words of the epistle, we see that it is started off by saying that he addresses us as strangers and as pilgrims. And I think from that it is good for us to contemplate that idea. That truly we are. We are strangers in this world. We are pilgrims just passing through. And I think from that, to understand that, St. Paul, in another place in sacred scripture, he talks about that. That we are wayfarers in this world. That we are not meant for this world. That God has created something much better for us. And so when our Lord talks to them about, "In a little while you shall not see me because I go to the Father," it is this sense and this understanding that our Lord, obviously, his mission on earth was done at that point, that he would ascend. And for us to consider then, it is the same idea, the same sense, that God willing, in a little while we would see our Lord. Because then our life would be over, and therefore we would have this opportunity to get to heaven. And that is why our Lord talks about this. He talks about this idea of the joy and sorrow of life. He says, "You may lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice." He's showing to us of how different we are than the world. When the world is rejoicing over something, yes, we would be weeping and being sorrowful. But we can also say it's just the opposite. When we rejoice, the world may be weeping. And why? Because time and time again has been reminded to us, the prince of this world is already judged. And for our Lord to say to us that we have to live our lives contrary to the way of the world. And that is why the prophecy of Simeon, when our Lord was taken into the temple, that our Lord would be a sign of contradiction to this world. And therefore, if our Lord is a sign of contradiction to this world, and we are Christians, followers of Christ, it is the same for us, that we too must be a contradiction to this world by the way that we live our lives. And if not, we are not heeding the words of our Lord. And we're not heeding the words of St. Peter in the epistle too, that we are strangers in this world. We are only meant to go from this world into the next, which will be for all eternity. All eternity in heaven, rejoicing with God, or all eternity for hell, lamenting. And how good it is for us to consider that, especially from the fact of what our Lord says in the gospel account. While you lament, the world rejoices. It is because their joy that they have is a false joy. And the joy that we have in serving Almighty God is what will carry us into the next life. And so that is why then when we have sometimes our trials and our sufferings in this life, it is not meant to discourage us. It is used as a means to try to get us to the next life, to try to help us with that. And that is why then our Lord will say, your heart shall rejoice. Rejoice from the fact because I am going to the Father. But from that our Lord says, I will not leave you orphan, I will send to you the Holy Ghost. To help us then to get to the next life. To help us in this world. And so that is why then our Lord will say, your heart shall rejoice at that point, and no one, no man can take that joy from you. In this world, yes, we will have our disappointments. Maybe we'll have joy for a while, and then all of a sudden it will disappear. But as I say, again, this world for us is something that is fleeting. It is not something that will continue for us. And too many of the people of this world, they make this their end. They make this the end of their life. And so that is why they live their life accordingly. But we have to realize that there are consequences to our actions. We have to realize that we are utilizing this life as a mere stepping stone for the next. And so for us, this is just a beginning for us. Just a beginning that, God willing, yes, the joy no one will ever take from us. Because that will mean then the joy we will have for all eternity. A never-ending joy. And so from that is why then we have to understand what is the purpose of this life. Look at the collect of the Mass and you will see what we are praying for at this Mass. I mentioned to you before that the collect of the Mass gives to us kind of the theme for what the Mass is about. And so you can always look at the collect and see. It refers either to the saint of the day, what the saint has done in their life to make them pleasing to God, or then a time period that we're celebrating. And so in the collect of the Mass, it talks about those that are going astray, that God will bring them back. He will bring them back and show them the light of thy truth so that they can return to the path of justice. So straying from the path, again, it gives us this idea of pilgrims, of walking, of moving in this life. And so from that, we have to understand God gives to us so many opportunities. He gives us so many graces to walk in this light, in this right path. But granted, at times, yes, we may stray from that. And so that is why in this collect of the Mass we are praying for. We're praying for these graces to keep us on the right path. that if we do stray, that God will show us this light and bring us back to where we need to we belong. This path of justice, the path of justice that our Lord has established for us to follow. So I think in this time period after Easter, when we see all that our Lord has done for us, all that he sacrificed for us, of how the church reminds us at this time, last Sunday we celebrated Good Shepherd Sunday, again, this idea of straying from the path, and yet the Good Shepherd will come seeking after us. And so it is up to us whether we want to stay on this right path or not. It is our choice of which way, which direction we are taking. God has established for us the right path. He has shown to us what that path is. And so it's up to us whether we follow it or not. But if we do follow it, yes, the joy that we will have, no one will ever be able to take it from us. But if not, that is where we will have the weeping and the sorrow. Because we knew what we should have done. And then for whatever reason, we turned our back on God. Whether following the world, whether following our desires, our passions, whatever, the result will be the same. And that is why, yes, maybe the world will rejoice now. But if that rejoicing is because they've turned their back on God, they will be lamenting later on. And so for us, yes, we may have our sorrows in this life at times, but we have to look to it that it will help us then to reach heaven, reach what God has in store for us. And that is where we think of the quote of St. Paul where he says, "I have not seen nor ear heard what God has in store for those that love him and serve him." And that truly will be a joy that we will never lose and no one can ever take from us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.